Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, brought to you by the minds at Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Welcome to this last podcast of 2014. We're here to educate you and empower you and schoolhouse rock you with regard to your business website and how to get the most out of it. If you have questions about web development, web design, SEO, content marketing, PPC, social media, what you really want to get on that next batch of nachos, Zim can help you out with that. Just what it all means to your business, please hit us up on Facebook with your questions. Email us at info@minddnd.com or just hit that big, beautiful Ask a Question button to your right on our website. We love your questions. We love answering your questions. Please don't be shy. That's what we're here for. This podcast is here for you. And just FYI, as I mentioned earlier, this is the last podcast of 2014. We're taking Christmas Day next Thursday off, and we'll return on New Year's Day with some podcast freshness to start off your new year. Our social media swami is going to be back and discussing some social media strategy for you for 2015. I'm talking about Chris Bradley. Engagement, activity, socialization. Like last week, I said something that I'm going to repeat, not because I like repeating myself, not because I think I'm insufferably profound or anything like that. It's simply the simple truth that we want to have ingrained in your membrane, ingrained in your brain. Yeah, I went there. Engagement is the word, ladies and gentlemen, for 2015. You want to know the biggest evolution in getting your website found by the search engines, particularly Google, in 2015? As I touched on last week, the latest and greatest evolution is simply engagement. We have finally come full circle, folks, and well, we should have. Keywords are still important, and they always will be. Heck, how else are you going to give search engines a clue as to what your website and your business are all about without keywords? You must have the proper foundation laid in order to get the most out of your engagement. It's a foregone conclusion that you should be blogging every Tuesday and Thursday religiously to build your following, to build trust, and therefore create engagement. If you're not doing this, then start. I've been harping on this since the beginning of time. Okay, I'm not really that old, but you get the idea. Now, as promised, we're going to tell you five of the most important SEO trends that you should be aware of and take action on in 2015. Coming in at number five, I'm going to say it one more time. You're going to be sick of me saying this, but it's the word for 2015, engagement. And engagement is a good thing. Hey, I got engaged to the love of my life 2 years ago, and we were married a year and a half ago. See? Engagement can turn out to be really, really good. The loves of your business life are waiting to interact with you on social media and on your on-site, hint, hint, your on-site blog. Give them information they can use, information that they can really, really use. That creates engagement. Don't make the information on your blog or on your website in general an afterthought. Don't have spammy junk up there. Make it relevant. Make it the kind of stuff you would want to read. If you're a home builder, don't just focus on immediate home building topics. Focus on some home improvement topics for the everyman on your blog as well. This will allow you to reach that part of your audience who, in this case, they aren't on the open market for a custom home yet, but they will be in a few years' time. Cultivate through engagement. Your blog is your opportunity to show your audience your knowledge and that they can count on you for answers to their burning questions. Yes, you have those people who need your services or your products now, but what about those people who are indecisive or who are not in a place where they need your product or service yet, but they know they're going to need it down the line. How are you going to build trust with them? This is how you do it. You know, and if you're a healthcare provider, give information on common health issues, like the common cold, for instance, or bronchitis or whatever. Give information on what people can do to lessen their chances of getting sick. Yeah, I know you have to be careful what information you give, depending on your area of business, but just use discretion and give visitors to your website some good information that they can leave with that will be helpful to them. Good information that builds trust and gives them a reason to come back to your site and consider your site, not your competitor's site, but your site as a resource. Now, number two, the number two SEO trend you need to look for in the coming year, diversification of signals. This is actually happening right now, but it's a major part of the mix in 2015. Hey, once upon a time, black hat SEOs ruled the roost with their cleverly placed white text on a white background or black text on a black background that masked the worst cases of keyword stuffing known to man. That, dear friends, is the root of why we have to jump through the hoops that we have to jump through today. It's gone beyond keyword stuffing now. Businesses are paying people, sometimes their own employees, to spam TripAdvisor.com or Yelp.com or UrbanSpoon.com, even Google business listings, spamming them with 5-star reviews. Now, granted, there are some legitimate ones out there, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. This just shows how stupid the human condition can truly be. I don't know about you, but if I have a need for a product or a service and I find a business that has nothing but 5-star reviews, I get suspicious anymore. You can read some of these reviews and tell that they're not written by real consumers. And granted, it is very subjective, but it's the same thing as when you read a negative review and it's just hysterical and it's written by somebody who can't even write a coherent, complete sentence and they sound like they're losing their mind. How much credibility do you give to those ratings, to those reviews? I don't give them any credibility there. And the same goes if you find a business that has nothing but 5-star reviews. Yeah, the search engines are suspicious of that. That's how bad it is. We're human beings, people. We're inherently imperfect. If you are in business and all of your reviews are 5-star reviews, you're stuffing the ballot box in most cases. This is the kind of doubt that search engines have to translate into an algorithm. Think about it for a moment. Google and all the search engines have learned that they can't entirely trust keyword usage. They can't entirely trust the validity of links. They can't entirely trust the validity of online reviews now. You name the method and it's been spammed. The search engines know that they have to factor all of these things into the equation, but more and more, all elements are being weighed the same, and now you've got social media being factored in and your engagement on your blog. They have to convert this into an algorithm to determine just how much legitimate engagement do you have with your audience, because that lends validity to everything else. You name the method, it's been spammed. The search engines know that they have to factor all these things into the equation. Make sure that you're not overemphasizing any one area. On-site optimization, engagement through content, social media activity, proper linking, they're all being weighed the same each year. And there's more in the mix there too. Make sure that you're giving proper care to all areas. Number three, and this one, negative SEO. The very mention of this just chaps my hide. The search engines are constantly fighting to find new ways to deal with negative SEO, and it's none too easy of a task. Negative SEO takes on many shapes and forms, and all of them are ugly. It ranges from hacking a website and injecting spam into it to making multiple duplicate copies of a competitor's website to buying a bunch of spam links to a competitor's website. Some of you are shaking your heads right now and thinking, is this guy for real? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard me right. This is stupid. This is juvenile. This is completely unethical. And yet this is done every day. Hell, the schoolyard bully has to grow up and do something for a living. So he or she grows up and does their best to ruin it for the rest of us. That's what they do. Now, I'm not giving you these examples just to scare you. I don't want to scare you at all. I just want to make you aware of the reality of it. It is out there. It is happening. There, and in the case of negative SEO, there's not a lot that you can do about it other than fix it if it happens. Now, the good news is, while it happens every day, it doesn't happen to everybody. I certainly hope it doesn't happen to you, but it does happen. Make sure that you stay on top of your traffic and rankings in analytics and webmaster tools, and that you're periodically checking on your inbound site links. Anything fishy, research it, or have your SEO research it. When we come back, the last two pieces of the 2015 SEO puzzle are mobile.
Chicks dig dudes with algorithmic integrity. And dudes dig chicks with social semantics, if you get my drift. Can you feel the cyber love? We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services. They've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDND.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
And we are back on the Mind Your Business podcast, talking about the 2015 SEO trends that you should be aware of and planning for, so you and your business can be seen by more people than ever. We've discussed engagement, we've discussed diversification of various SEO signals, and we've talked about negative SEO. But what about apps? Yep, number two, app SEO. And I hope some of you are turning your heads, because this isn't something that's being talked about a lot yet, but be ready for it. If you don't have an app for your business, how simple or involved it is, that's entirely up to you. But app SEO is a growing market. Think for a minute what kind of business you have and what kind of app would make sense for your business. If you're a restaurant, that's easy. You need an app where they can very easily scan your menu and make an order. If you're, say, a concrete plant dealer, that wouldn't be quite as easy of a proposition. At least not on the surface. However, think about it. What kinds of concrete plants are there? What needs does each of these kinds of concrete plants serve? You know, these pieces of equipment that actually create the concrete from the aggregate and all the other ingredients. What questions do you need to ask to determine the client's needs and therefore make a recommendation? I don't mean to oversimplify, but this is the path you should be going down with your business to determine what kind of app would make sense. It's going to be different for everybody. Hey, mobile search is becoming more and more prominent, and you need to make your products and services easily accessible to those people who are on the go. It's that simple. It's not going to change. It's only going to intensify. And that, folks, brings us to number one. And it's, as I mentioned in talking about app SEO, mobile search is becoming more and more prominent and more important to the success of your business. And if you're not prepared for mobile search now, if you've not updated your website for mobile search, you need to get on the stick and do it yesterday. Think about what happened in 2014. Google removed the ego-gratifying Google authorship photos from the SERPs. Now, many people were really mad about this. And in a way, I can't blame them. So many good writers have toiled in obscurity for years. Then they were able to get published online, create a portfolio, and wow, their picture magically appears next to their articles in the SERPs. Just like the newspaper and online column writers have had for years. Then Google took it away. Now, fortunately for all of you who were taking advantage of this, while your picture doesn't show up in the SERPs anymore, author rank is still alive and well. So those links back to your Google Plus profile, those are still valid. I hope you haven't gotten rid of them just because your picture's not showing up there. Because your picture's not showing up, but author rank is definitely still valid in the process. But Google taking away the authorship photos from the SERPs, that was not random, believe me. Google authorship photos were removed because they slowed down mobile search, plain and simple. Now, there may be some other underlying reasons there, but that was the big one. The pictures were slowing down mobile search. Mobile traffic is higher than ever, so the search engines are doing what they have to do to create the best mobile search experience. Removing these pictures was inevitable. Now's the time to take stock of your whole site and make sure that it shows up properly on mobile devices, that it loads with acceptable speed. Remember, Google will have a mobile phone icon with a slash through it next to your listing in mobile search if your website isn't properly set up for mobile. I mean, just imagine your listing in the SERPs, and right next to it, there's a mobile phone with a slash through it in the mobile SERPs. Think about it. Put yourself in the position of somebody who's searching for your business. If you see that, that tells you right away that that site is not optimized for mobile. Be honest with yourself. You probably would go to another site. You want to be ready. You want your website to be properly set up for mobile. And let's not forget about Pigeon. Pigeon was the update that went unnoticed by many of you this past summer. Google did an update that was dubbed Pigeon by the SEOs this past summer. That was one of the largest algorithm updates in their history. But you wouldn't know it because there was little, if any, hype around it, because that update did not target spammers. It's the updates that target spammers that get the most press. Your Pigeon, excuse me, not your Pigeon. We're talking about Pigeon here. Your Penguin, I get my birds mixed up. I can't help it. Or maybe it was a European swallow. Your Penguin update, your Panda update. Those are the ones that target spammers. So those are the ones that we wind up reading about more and people will get all up in arms about. But Pigeon is interesting. Google did that update this past summer, and it was one of the largest algorithm updates in their history. What it did is it made mobile search more granular and intuitive. There's a reason that our phones have GPSs in them, folks. There's a reason that different apps want to use our location. If you're tooling around in your Yugo in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, for example, and you're looking for a smorgasbord in the area, hey, it's Pennsylvania Dutch country. We know our smorgasbords, believe me. Anyway, you can do a search for smorgasbords in your smartphone and you'll get a plethora of local listings. You don't have to type in smorgasbords Lancaster, PA. Just type in smorgasbords and it's not magic. You know, Big Brother will locate you through your phone and give you your choices within that area. Make sure your website is up to snuff with loading speed, and that it's responsive so it shows up properly on mobile devices. Make sure you have your business name, your type of business, location, specific address, those important pieces annotated with schema so you can show up in these searches. If you're not using schema data, you're already 2-3 years behind. Engagement is the word for 2015. And engagement takes on all types of shapes and forms. And these 5 points that I've gone down here with you today, while they are 5 different points, they all tie together and they all have a major impact on your engagement, whether it's through social media or directly on your website. And directly on your website, whether it's through a PC or through mobile devices, engagement is the word for 2015. And a lot of those shapes and forms of engagement are momentary for people on the go. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design and our good friends over at Fresh Roasted Hosting, another good PA company that we love. We're taking next week off. We'll see you again on New Year's Day. I'll be here with our social media swami, Chris Bradley. It's going to be fun. Send us your questions on Facebook and on our Ask a Question page or on the website or email us info@minddnd.com. Thank you for a great 2014. We'll see you on New Year's Day.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business. Doobity doo wop wop, say what, yeah.